Okay, guys, welcome to the Gamer Stands Farm Podcast. I'm the host, Sergio Aguero. Welcome to episode number 3. Oof, okay, we have a lot of things to talk about. I do have a list right here, and just hoping if this episode sounds... Hoping this episode sounds better than episode number 1 did, because I am episode number 3 already. Because I am doing it in a very, very quiet place. We can call it the Gamers and Farm Podcast Studios, where I don't have any games around me. Actually, this is actually my closet, and in my closet, there's a lot of movies. And outside of it, that's where the games are, in my room. But anyways, regardless, giving you guys a tour of Gamers and Farm Podcast Studios, I guess. Anyways... right now, the first thing I really did want to talk about is, for a while now, because I got my 360 through Craigslist, it had worked. I paid $60 for it, keep that in mind. It worked for about a good month and a half, and then after that, it broke. And by broke, I mean it got the red ring of death. Then, I looked on the internet to see, find good ways of fixing it. And I had heard that if you could wrap it around with a towel or a thick cloth or something like that, maybe a quilt, like I did, then it'll, like, overheat it and then it'll start working, something weird like that. And I was kind of moving it along like that for a little while until finally I got tired of doing that. Because it barely even wanna, it can't even read original Xbox discs now. Xbox discs? Yeah. So I can, it's so troubled, this 360 I got. It's like a fragile woman, my 360. But anyways, what I did was the other day, about 2 weeks ago, I called Xbox, and it is 1-800 something something for my Xbox or for Xbox, something weird. I think it was 1-800 for my Xbox. I think, I'm not sure. Don't call that just in case, but. I called it, and I got this guy. He was pretty helpful. I was with the phone. I was with him on the phone for about half an hour. He took me through the steps. I made a live account. I even made a live account, because I don't use my consoles for online very much. If I go online, it would probably be my PC, my personal computer, my computer that is personal. But anyways, when I called the guy... And we went through the steps. It took me a good, probably 35 minutes, 36 minutes. By the end of it, I was tired of talking to this guy. But he was really helpful. And what happens is, at the end, like, imagine this. You're on the phone with this guy for about half an hour. And at the end, he's like, oh, well, it looks like you have, like, the first model. The model they had at opening night or something like that. The model they had... To begin with, it's the original Xbox model. And then he's like, well, there's three things you can do, and I'll tell him. The first option is you can pay us $120 to send it to us so we can fix it. The second option is we'll make you download something onto your computer, and we'll fix it with you for $110. Or, personally, this is just my opinion, what I think you can do, Mr. Sergio. You can you sell it back to your friend who you bought it from, so you can get your money, because he's basically sold you a lemon. And I knew it was a lemon, and this Craigslist guy wasn't my friend, so I don't know what he's talking about. But anyways, I couldn't return it, because Craigslist, I didn't have his number. And it's all gone. He's gone now. I don't know where he is. But anyways, that was a whole waste of time, because now I still got my broken lemon of a 360, and I can't do anything with it. What do I do? Really? I mean, can I... I wonder, will GameStop take in broken 360s? I don't think they will. I've never heard of that before. But if you guys do know something, email me, gamersandfarm@gmail.com, or Facebook me, @gamersandfarmpodcast, facebook.com/gamersandfarmpodcast. Anyways, that's what I had to talk about. A good half an hour, 35, probably probably reaching into the 40 minutes wasted of just this guy telling me what to do. I'm joking. But anyways, that was my experience with the Xbox. It wasn't that bad. The guy was okay. Only problem is, didn't get me anywhere. I might as well have not even called them in the first place, because I'm in the exact same spot I was to begin with a Lemon 360. Anyways, you know, that experience really kind of gets me upset. When I think of a lot of things that get me upset, not too many things make me upset, but not even less things make me cry. And I'm not a person to cry too much. I'm not a crier. But there's this one thing that's made me cry. Like, I saw Spider-Man in theaters. I think I was three or four. And I didn't cry then. I've seen sad movies. I've seen Titanic when it went on to DVD. I saw that and I didn't cry with that. I've seen a lot of things. But there is this one thing. Schindler's List didn't make me cry. Schindler's List didn't make me cry. That's one that didn't. It almost did. And there's another movie I have too that almost made me cry. Can't remember now. But anyways, one thing in particular, I don't even watch it to this day. I have it, but I don't watch it. It's that Pokemon episode where two Pokemon episodes where Ash has to say goodbye to Butterfree. That one because it's mating season, and the one where he almost leaves Pikachu because they find like a herd of Pikachu, and Ash decides it'll be better if Pikachu can spend time be with its herd, and Pikachu ultimately goes back with Ash. It doesn't want to leave Ash, but the saddest part is Ash's reaction, because every time something sad happens, he'll pull his hat down. And then you'll see, like, the little sparkles go down in his cheeks. It's so sad. It's so ridiculously sad. And I just hit the mic. It's so ridiculously sad. Oh, my God. I can't explain it. And now, I loathe watching that. I really don't like watching those episodes. They're really good episodes. I love the original seasons of the Pokemon series, the anime. But, man, those episodes really make me cry. I don't know. And something about the Ditto episode also just doesn't rub me right. I don't know. I love the series. I love it. Just a few of those episodes really kind of get me crazy. Okay, now, this is the time I get to talk about the video games I'm playing right now. I'm playing a little bit of the Infamous a little bit of Skyrim. Yeah. Not much to say. I played a bit of Infamous today and earlier this week too. It's a fun game. I don't think I need to tell you this. If you know anything about PlayStation, if you're a PlayStationer, if you know anything about PlayStation 3 at all, and this new one coming out for the PS4 called Infamous Second Son, I want to say it's called. It's a really good series. It's really fun. Great voice acting. Great characters. Relatable. It's a really good game. I mean, I would watch it if it was a movie. I'm sure most gamers would say that. Some games are much better than movies. Games are interactive media that is like everything put together. It combines cinema with epic music and board games, and also Romney Cube with a lot of VHSs, you know? No, but seriously, it is like the sum of all media combined. Take a quote from a movie. But anyways, video games are the future, and they seem so underappreciated a lot of the time, like a pastime, but really, it's so deeply imprinted into the American culture. Not just the American culture, but really a lot of the Japanese culture. I think it's even more noticeable there, because it really is a part of their culture, or part of their life, really. Here, we spend a lot of our time talking about games, but it's not, I don't think it's as impactante, I don't think it's as big as a deal as it is to the Japanese, because they really, what happened is, in 1983, when the crash happened, the market shifted from USA to Japan. So that's what happened, and we would have to wait like a month for some of those Japanese games to come over to America. A month is a guesstimate. It's an educated guess. A month. Just about. And sometimes even up to a year. That's why I feel sorry for some American RPG fans, because if they like JRPGs, they're going to have to wait a while. But again, what do I say? Because some games come in America, like nowadays, it's different. Now we have games that come out in America, in Japan, separately. They were doing that in the past too, but what I mean is now there's three consoles. Back then, what was there? There was the Sega... There was a Sega Mega something. Man, I can't remember. I'm so bad. But the Sega Genesis and the Nintendo, the NES. And that's it. But now we have the PlayStation 3, the 360, and the Wii, or the Wii U. I'll count the Wii and the Wii U together since the Wii is pretty much done. The Wii U is the new generation for Nintendo. It always seems like nowadays Nintendo's coming out earlier. Like, the Wii came out first, then the 360, then the PS3. The PS3 was at the last, and to think about it, it really now kind of runs the market along with 360. Wii fans, Wii U fans are really family people or gamers who are just grandfathered into that kind or to the Nintendo brand. If I was born in the 80s, I probably would be getting the Nintendo stuff. Or I would be getting the PlayStation stuff if I hadn't liked Nintendo. Because PlayStation was going to be part of Nintendo. I think it's a good thing it didn't be one, because it's good to have competition. That's why I was scared that the 360... sorry, I heard something. That's why I was scared that the 360 would... the Xbox One would suck. Because then the whole market would shift pretty much back to Japan again. And we kind of need something to keep gaming in America, you know? We need this homebrew stuff. Okay. You know, talk about homebrew. Clockwork Orange. Oh, I just saw this movie, and I'll give it a good review right now. So if you don't want to hear... Okay, I'll try not to do spoilers. If I do spoilers in my review, then I will say spoiler before I say it. Anyways, Clockwork Orange, got this guy, Alex, his droogs, and they do a couple of violent stuff, and there's sexual scenes. This movie is not for kids. This movie is very much an adult-oriented movie for, I would say, 18 years and older, but I think the box says 21 and older. I actually got it from Amazon just, I think, a week ago. Very good movie. I got the 2-disc DVD version with the special edition, and it has Malcolm McDowell. I can get that out right now that I think about it. Just look at the box. It says right here that commentary by Malcolm McDowell and historian Nick Redman, and the theatrical trailer, that's disc one, with the digital remastered movie. And the disc 2 has a Channel 4 documentary, Still Ticking, The Return of A Clockwork Orange, a new featurette, Great Bolshy Yarblakos, Making A Clockwork Orange, Career Profile, Oh Lucky Malcolm, produced and directed by Jan Harlem, edited by Kidia Davidas. Anyways, this movie came out in 71, I think. It didn't go out into DVD till like 99, 97, I think. Really good movie. This movie is one of the best movies I've ever seen, because it's just filled with original things, original ideas, and it's a really good movie. You would really have to watch it to understand what I mean. Without giving any spoilers, the ending is not what I expected. And I know there's some sort of philosophy behind this movie. Some sort of Stanley Kubrick's philosophy. I don't know what it is, because I've never been a heavy thinker. But I say that, but I saw the Matrix movies. If you were a friend of mine back in 2 years ago, I talked about the Matrix all the freaking time. It was what I talked about, because, let me tell you, I was, let me think, 4, 5, 9, I was 9 or 10 when the last movie came out. I was probably younger than that. I was probably, let's say 8 or 9 when that last movie came out. the last Matrix movie, Matrix Revolution, Matrix Revolutions. And let me tell you, it was a big disappointment when I saw it in DVD. I didn't see it in theaters, I saw it in DVD. I saw the first Matrix movie. I tried to see the second. I didn't like it because I had it on VHS. I didn't think it was that good quality. You have to see it on DVD. These movies, DVD or Blu-ray, nothing lower than that. Please, don't watch it on VHS. You're just going to be torturing yourself. And get it on good quality. So anyways, these movies, I would just tear the last movie apart because it didn't go with anything what they said. I don't know why, but I really did have some sort of understanding of what the first movie meant. And the second movie, whatever was going on there, I had to understand it. Now I can't remember. I can't remember what the crap I could have been talking about the first and second movie. And I had talked about the third, but it really wasn't as good. I didn't think the third movie was a good movie compared to the second or the first, because the first is great, the second is pretty good, it's just a step above okay, and the third movie is, it's like one step below okay, it's like not okay, one step below okay. But the third movie definitely was eye candy because I love to look at it. I mean, you could just open your eyes and stare into the screen to see all the pretty colors. Especially the end, that action battle reminded me of something you'd see on Dragon Ball Z. It'd be pretty cool to see him do his Masenko things going on there. His Kamehameha. I sound like a wimp. I don't know. It's been quite a while since I've seen Dragon Ball Z. So, I mean, I saw it and I was watching it and was it Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon, I can't remember, years ago when they used to put on that stuff, and I used to watch Toonami when it was originally on. I feel old talking about this, and I had seen the original Naruto series all the way up to where they stopped. I remember they had put Blue Dragon only for a few days too, because Toonami had to go eventually, and now it's back on, but on Adult Swim, and then you see that robot guy cursing and all. I don't know, it's not the same. It's not what I grew up with, man. Back in my day, we had to take out the TV to plug in the cable. And we'd have to take out the cable and plug in the Sega Genesis, too. Oh, times were tough. Man, I grew up on the Super Nintendo, the PlayStation 1. After that, I got a PlayStation 2. And recently, this year, PS3, 360. I've had a Wii since, like, it's coming. Since its arrival, since like 2000, it came out. No, I say this as a lie. It came out like in 2005 or so, and we got it in 2008. So a little behind, but not too much, anyways. I've always liked my computer though, so yes. At least I always have my best games. The best games I got probably Shadow of the Colossus. I paid a good $20 for Shadow of the Colossus. I do have Super Mario Brothers on the original Nintendo. Oh, this is a good story I could tell. The other day, since we live in Tennessee, one thing I'll tell you about Tennessee, it's a nice place. I live in Middle Tennessee. I don't live in East or West. I live in the middle. In a small city under Nashville, half an hour under Nashville. Anyways, city or town? More like a town. Anyways. In case you don't know, maybe it's Middle Tennessee or maybe it's all Tennessee. People here don't know how to do yard sales. They don't know how to do garage sales. So I went to this one, and they had tables up and they were selling mostly jewelry, clothes, pots and pans, statues of kitties, and those little statues with the babies with the big eyes, whatever they're called, dreams, I think, I'm not sure. Anyways, I go, I'm looking around, and then what do I see? I see a Nintendo, original Nintendo, the original NES, 1985, circa 1985, sitting at the side. I pick it up, $2. Not a bad deal, $2 a Nintendo. Oh man, I was excited driving up to my home. We go to a few more yard sales. A woman selling tamales. We get some tamales. I don't like tamales, but my parents do, so they get some. Okay, we're going inside the house. I unplug all the stuff from my TV. I plug in the cables necessary for the NES to work. Then I put in Super Mario Brothers to play. I press the power button, then bap, 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 bap. That's the power. The power didn't work. Darn it! $2 wasted. That's honestly my thought process with this. $2 wasted, man. Ugh. I lost $2. But I don't know if there's anything. Maybe I could fix it. I don't know. There's this place called Checkouts here. And I gotta go check that. See if they can check this out. Checkouts is a store we have. And in the store, they sell video games. And you know what? I've been to Checkouts a lot of times. Let me tell you. Every time you go there, it's like a test. You gotta go. You gotta find the right things and get the right price on it. The DVDs are cheap. The VHSs are pretty cheap. I don't know why you'd want to buy VHSs. I do, because sometimes VHS movies, you can't find them on DVD. And if they do, they're a little more expensive. So for me, a movie's a movie. I don't care too much about the quality unless it's meant to look good, like The Matrix. But if it's just like some rom-com or something, then it doesn't matter. But in Checkouts, they have all kind of stuff. They have furniture. They have video games. Old ones, new ones. The old ones are expensive. The new ones are expensive. What you get is the middle ones. The PS2 ones are cheap. Xbox ones are cheap. The GameCube ones are cheap. They have these bins full of games that are loose, and you can just look at them. It's like $3 a game or so. And that's where I spend a lot of my time. But I go to GameStop like every week, like once a week, maybe twice a week, sometimes even three times a week, because I live a few minutes away from one. Like right down there. So that's the end. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys like this show, don't forget to hit that like button. What is it? Click to rate this 5 stars, you guys. Rate it 5 stars so we can continue bringing some episodes of this show, the Gamers Ant Farm podcast. And you can check us out on facebook.com/GamersAntFarmPodcast. We're there doing our thing. Also, go to iTunes and look up Gamers Ant Farm podcast. Sure, you'll get it there. Also, check out another one I listen to regularly. It's Gamerland podcast. This is one I listen to all the time. It has the voice of Sly Cooper and Justin Worsham, the comedian. So you can go check that out. It's Gamerland podcast. And this one right here you listen to is Gamers Ant Farm Podcast. Thanks for listening, you guys. If you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends. Hit the sub button. And as always, keep gaming on.